You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
I think I hate you, but your blue eyes and black hair, the sundress that I've seen you wear, and that old picture on your page. I wanna kick you, but those teeth won't last for long. I know it's sick, or I know it's wrong, but you've been on my mind these days, and I've been seeing red like the lipstick that you left on his face, green like the sheets I'd come to call my resting place.
Oh, This is Bird Note. A flock of gorgeous waterfowl flies above a marsh on the Texas coastline. Large and slender, they have bright pink bills and legs, chestnut necks and backs, and black underparts. Their wings flash boldly, black and white. And as they fly, they whistle. They're called black-bellied whistling ducks, and they're widespread in Central and South America. They've been easy to find in the U.S. along the western Gulf Coast and Florida, but they're also expanding northward. They've been spotted nesting as far north as Wisconsin. The black-bellied's one of eight species of whistling ducks worldwide, in the tropics and subtropics. Whistling ducks are anything but typical ducks, to which they're only distantly related. Black-bellied whistling ducks are monogamous, and the male and female look alike. At roost during the day, whistling ducks will sometimes stand on tree branches, their long pink legs catching the sun. Late in the day, large flocks gather, then whistle their way overhead at sunset to nighttime feeding areas in fields or along the shore. A lovely and vibrant spectacle with unique sound effects. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support comes from Wild Delight Bird Food, offering a variety of blends designed to mimic the natural resources wild birds crave. Available at Chewy.com.
Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
Yeah. Thank you.